This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Anthony, I just saw our guy Max. Yeah, you see our guy Max. Just walking down the hall with a baseball bat.
He's walking down with a...
It's like a Whipple ball
bat. He looked serious too, though.
Yeah, he did. He was sauntering this way. He veered. I don't know where he got down the hallway. Engineering better watch out. But he had a serious, almost upset look on his face, and he's got a wiffle ball bat. Max is a big guy. Looks like he could do some damage.
Hurt.
Yeah. I mean, they don't hurt as bad as like a baseball bat.
It stings.
But they stang.
Yeah.
And I want to know where he went.
I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of, you know, that bat. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Just going, kind of huff, puff, chest out. And I was like, is this something I said? Nope, apparently not. Kept it moving. Coming up 5 o'clock, Tom Haberstroh with us to talk about the Denny Avdia trade as the Wizards and Blazers play tonight. How's it worked out for both sides through the top NBA analyst's lens? But Anthony, the Cincinnati Bengals have re-signed Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, which ultimately I think we can agree is a good thing.
Yes, great thing.
Yeah, they're a better football team if their offense is disgusting than they would be if it's not. And while Joe Burrow can certainly make a lot of good players better, you can't make anybody into Ja'Marr Chase. He took Ja'Marr Chase, one of the best talents, and made him into the Triple Crown winner. Pushed like 2,000 yards receiving. Like what they did last year was crazy. And especially, there's more value, I think, with those two being together because they go back to college and they have even an extended chemistry together beyond just the typical, like, you know, Justin Jefferson's worth every penny he's being paid in Minnesota, but he's not necessarily worth more to Minnesota than he is than he would be if he went somewhere else. And Chase is worth more to Cincinnati with Burrow than he would be if he went anywhere else. Because of the relationship that he has with the quarterback. Ja'Marr would be worth a ton other places, but he is, to keep Joe happy and to get the absolute best out of both of them, they need each other. But that fact has been true for a long time. And I think that's the thing that's like mind-blowing about this. Was there ever a point in the last, since Ja'Marr Chase was drafted, that you didn't think the Bengals should keep Ja'Marr Chase long term?
No.
Is there ever a point where in the last couple of years the cap didn't look like it was going to rise and that contracts would continue to rise with it?
Yeah.
No, there's not. Like, the cap was always going up and contracts rise.
Constantly going up.
Yeah. So there's no point where they reversed course. Where it was like, oh, receivers cost less now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. They could have given him a contract extension last year. At that point, Justin Jefferson, had they beaten Justin Jefferson to getting it done, they would have been paying him about $35 million. They just signed him for an average of 40. Think of how many good players the Commanders got and plenty of other teams got for $5 million.
You got a couple. I mean, last year, we had a whole bunch of guys on one-year rentals. We had Dante Fowler, 1 year, $3 million, and he gave us 10.5 sacks. So you can do a lot with $5 million.
Right. And so if you're telling me every single year you got a $5 million extra credit bonus, why wouldn't you want that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they cost themselves on Ja'Marr Chase alone. Nevertheless, would they cost themselves with T. Higgins, who they gave the franchise tag to last year, a fully guaranteed deal. So you can't mess with the structure. You can't do anything fun with it or funky with it to try to manipulate the cap. You just pay him all the money week by week, 100% guaranteed. Now, with Ja'Marr Chase, did they save money last year? Probably. Probably. Last year, Chase made, he was on his fourth year of his rookie deal, so he made $9 million against the cap. But they also could have signed an extension and had the money start in 2025. They would have had to pay some of the signing bonus money up front. But that's the thing. The reason that the Bengals didn't want to do it was because they didn't want to pay the cash. It seems like they always never want to pay the cash. But you pay more in the long term. They paid him all the cash now, and it's cost them $5 million more per year. So, like, on one hand, credit to the Bengals for getting this done. On the other hand, look at how much the Eagles have gotten done because they signed guys as soon as possible. And this is what I don't understand. Why doesn't every NFL team operate this way? Unless you're planning on selling the team soon, where you're like, I don't want to pay that money. I don't want that cash to come out of my account. You're going to have to pay it anyway. And unless, like, I'm not saying every single player you do this, but if it's a guy who no-brainer is going to be on your team, so we're talking your top flight others, and obviously if you have a franchise quarterback, you should pay that guy as soon as possible. Not necessarily the top of the market, although if it's Ja'Marr Chase, you're going to have to pay top of the market. But, like, pay them what they're worth on the current market, knowing that 2 years from now, you're going to be on a bargain. And, like, that's what happened to, for instance, let's even use this one. I have this one pulled up. Justin Jefferson. Okay? Justin Jefferson's number in 2025 was $15 million on the cap because they did a low base salary in year one. Currently, Justin Jefferson is scheduled to make, I'm sorry, he made $8 million in year one. 2025, year one, I believe, of his extension, he is going to make $15 million against the cap this year. He is currently scheduled to make $38 million in 2026, $43 in 2027, and $47 in 2028. He will sign another extension. They will move some of that money around and bring those numbers down before then. But even if they were to not, even if the Vikings were just like, actually, this works out for us with our cap situation for whatever reason, right? They're estimating over the cap, this is where these numbers are coming from, that in that 2027 year where he makes $43 million, it's 14% of the cap. That's a lot, but it's not crazy. And in 2026, when he's going to make $38 million, that's a number that's more realistic. They'll probably start moving money around after that season. After 2026, they'll restructure for 27, 28, probably extend him, add a couple years, get him to like his age 32 season. Currently, the contract is scheduled to go through his age 29 season. You probably wind up paying him that $38 million. That's now less than the AAV of Chase's deal. And they signed it last year. So it just shows you that, like, yes, are these deals very expensive? Absolutely. But DeVonta Smith reset the wide receiver two market a couple years ago. He's going to make $5 or $6 million a year less. We'll see what the final numbers are. On average, than T. Higgins is going to make.
Did you see how much money the Bengals are paying Jamar and T versus what the Eagles are paying AJ and DeVonta?
Yep.
Almost $100 million differential.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Yep. And the thing is, will then the Eagles have to pay those other guys sooner? Sure. So eventually some of that will catch up.
Yeah.
But you're always, the sooner you can do it, the more ahead of the curve you are.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, even sometimes within a single offseason, you want to be the first guy, the first team, you want to be the last player. Because you want to let your compadres at the other positions reset the market. Part of the reason, by the way, Myles Garrett or Jamar Chase gets done now is Myles Garrett gets done at 40. What would have happened, though, if they had gotten Jamar done last year? He's probably making closer to Justin Jefferson's 35 number than Myles Garrett's 40. And what does that cost you? Multiple starters?
Mm.
For a team that needs talent? Less than ideal. Less than ideal. So, needless to say, well, let's hope Adam Peters and Josh Harris are willing to pay the cash up front to be able to manipulate the cap later. And I do think that that is how they are going to operate. Coming up next, the Wizards made some financial decisions around Denny Avia. They decided this contract's amazing, so let's sell high and see how many assets we can get in return. Blazers were like, we'll take that, thank you very much. Those two teams are facing off tonight, so that felt like a good excuse to call up my guy Tom Haberstroh, former ESPN NBA analyst, current analyst for the Blazers on television, as well as a writer who has a great newsletter called The Finder. And talk about the Denny Avia trade almost 10 months later. So, Haberstroh with us for Not My Beat next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.